Well, if you've got a new home, chances are pretty high that you have a forced air heating system. But if you have the option, is a forced air system really your best choice?
Here to talk about how to choose the best type of system for your needs is a guy who has designed and installed many of both types of systems, Richard Trethewey, the plumbing and heating expert for TV's This Old House. Hi, Richard.
Hey, guys.
So, Richard, forced hot air systems seem to be more common in new construction, but you really can't beat sort of that moist warmth of hot water systems. What are your feelings on the strengths and weaknesses of both?
Well, let's start with just a sort of a look at the country in general. There's 93 out of 100 houses have some sort of forced hot air system. Only 7 out of 100 houses have hot water heating.
And is that a regional preference, do you find?
Well, it's in New England. It's in the Pacific Northwest. It's up around the Great Lakes a little bit. But conversely, Europe, it's 99% hydronic heating.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Now, their building construction is different. They have concrete block thermal mass. They air conditioning is not as big a deal. But we can learn from that because they use half the energy per capita that we do. Air is not a great transfer medium. It's difficult to make heat stick into air. So if I put a BTU of energy into air, 75% of it doesn't stick. If I put that same BTU into water, 100% sticks. It's all in there.
So it's just a far more efficient medium.
It's the greatest transfer medium there is.
Mm.
So I can't deny that forced hot air is the way that it's been done. It's less expensive. It gives you the option for air conditioning. And if it was done well, with proper high and low returns in every room, and you didn't oversize it, and you zoned it to a great degree, you could get a comfortable, efficient heating system. But I think the future is going to be a system that uses water to not only heat the air in the building, but also to heat a little bit of radiant floor heating and to heat hot water for faucets. And what I call that is a hybrid, or really a hydro air system. And that's what we see a real trend is. Because if we use water to deliver energy through the building, think about what's going to happen. If fuel keeps going up, if I have a house with 2 or 3 furnaces in it, gas furnaces, oil furnaces, it doesn't matter. If that fuel keeps going up, you have no choice but to keep paying whatever that price is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If I have water as the delivery medium through the building, and I had a central boiler that could heat that water and then use it to distribute heat through the building.
Strategically, right.
If in the future that fuel got too expensive, who knows? I could get geothermal, I could get solar, I could get other cogeneration byproducts where I could take that energy and move it into the water and deliver it through the building. So I think it's a trend that's inescapable in this country to use water as the powerful transfer medium.
And that installation is so critical with the forced air systems. I mean, I think that I see more systems that are poorly installed than I do ones that are well installed.
Yeah.
You mentioned the high-low returns.
Yeah.
I had a friend who built a new house, had 9-foot ceilings in his basement. I said, let me come and take a look at it just before you drywall, because everything was going well. I went down there, Richard, every heating duct was in the ceiling, in the basement, every single one.
Yeah,
I said, do you understand how much this is going to cost you to push that heat down to where you're going to be sitting in your easy chair in front of your big screen TV?
The other thing is, I don't know if this is a real word or not, but I've been using it for years, and it's really the state of ductsmanship.
Yeah.
You know, there are some parts of this country, and there are in many jurisdictions, that probably about 50% of the air that goes into the duct actually gets to the space it's got to get to. The rest of it leaks into the crawl spaces, into the attics, into the sidewalls, and everything else. And so it leads to a plethora of issues. One is not getting the energy where you want it to be, but the other is to put heat up into the attic where you can have ice damming and all kinds of moisture issues and everything else. So we need to get better with our ductsmanship, if that's indeed a word.
We will now declare it so. Hey, let's talk about the possibility of converting from one system to another. Is there a way, if you're stuck with a forced air system, to realistically convert to a different, more efficient system? Should you spend more time tweaking the system that you have, or should you give up and go new?
Well, let's imagine you have a furnace in your basement with a duct delivery system into the building. Now, right now, that furnace has a burner in it. If and when that furnace fails, you might change it with something that's not a furnace. You might change it with a thing called an air handler, and that is a box that looks just like a furnace. It has a blower fan in it, and it pushes air across really the equivalent of a hot water heating coil, like a radiator in a car, okay? And so now you would push that across the coil, and then you would add a heating boiler of some sort to make the water be hot enough to heat the air. Now you can once you've introduced water into the building, you can heat the air easily through that existing ductwork system. But then you can add those periphery things I talked about, radiant, and do a little bit of heating for your hot water faucets with one highly efficient burner.
And because you've added that water element, do you find that the heated air quality is a little bit moister, a little bit more comfortable?
It won't be as dry. It's not going to add moisture to it. It just won't dry it out as much as an oversized furnace can do. So, if you're in a really dry climate, you still might need humidification in the winter.
And finally, one question about energy efficiency. We always hear folks ask us, what's the most efficient way to heat? What's the least expensive way to heat? It seems to me that the efficiency is as much related to the heating appliance, be it a furnace or boiler, as it is the distribution method, whether it's baseboards, radiators, duct systems. The biggest loss seems to be in distribution, not
Absolutely.
So much in the appliance,
Absolutely.
Right?
The only thing that's measured, you know, when you buy a furnace, there's a published SEER rating or an AFUE rating, or there's a published rating. So you could have a very high number on this. You could have a 90-something percent efficient furnace or appliance, but it could be connected to a 50% efficient duct system. How efficient is that system? Not much.
Yep.
You know?
Good advice. Workmanship definitely counts. Richard Terthui, the plumbing and heating expert from TV's This Old House, thanks so much for helping us make our systems that much more efficient for the coming season.
All right. You can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and a step-by-step video of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.